AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Hillary Clinton is expected to launch her second bid for the White House in an online video due out today. But as AP's Tim McGuire reports, her run for the Democratic nomination may not be as easy as some people expect.
Former Arkansas governor and past Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee is blunt when he tells ABC's This Week.
She's going to have to explain how she's not going to be Obama's third term.
And New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, Clinton's 2000 Senate campaign manager, in an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, says the former Secretary of State has to address the concerns of liberal Democrats.
Progressives are demanding from all of our candidates an actual vision on economic change.
He says that change would include increasing the minimum wage and changing the tax code to increase taxes on the wealthy. I'm Tim McGuire.
Secretary of State John Kerry is urging lawmakers against a nuclear deal with Iran to hold their fire until they see a final agreement later this year.
I think what we have thus far are the makings of a very good agreement. And the key is now, can we shut off Iran's four pathways to a bomb? I think we've laid out an outline that does that.
Kerry, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, he says the administration should be free to negotiate without interference until the June 30th deadline for a final agreement. This week, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee plans to debate a bill that would give Congress a say on any deal. The Islamic State group continues to destroy Iraq's ancient ruins and has moved onto the city of Nimrud. This newly released video shows possible Islamic State militants taking sledgehammers, jackhammers, and a bulldozer to the ancient city before finally leveling it with bombs. This is AP Radio News. The city of Cleveland is looking to charge a mom with child endangerment after officials say she dangled her 2-year-old son over the railing of the cheetah exhibit at the zoo. The boy fell about 10 feet into the cheetah pen yesterday, but was rescued quickly. He was treated at the hospital for bumps and bruises. When Hillary Clinton does announce her much-anticipated presidential candidacy today, she'll probably hope it doesn't go the way Saturday Night Live envisioned it.
Citizens, you will elect me. I will be your leader.
Okay, great. Let's stop there.
No? Okay.
Ma'am, I think you may be coming off as just a little hard.
Oh, shoot. What part?
Sort of all of it.
Last night's sketch also featured a cameo from a fake Bill Clinton who told Hillary that if phones could have taken videos in the 90s, he'd be in jail right now. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.